New heading, Quadrant 2. The essential focus of the fourth generation of management can be captured in a time management matrix. The two factors that define an activity are urgent and important. Urgent means it requires immediate attention. It's now. Urgent things act on us. A ringing phone is urgent. Most people can't stand the thought of just allowing the phone to ring. You could spend hours preparing materials. You could get all dressed up and travel to a person's office to discuss a particular issue. But if the phone were to ring while you were there, it would generally take precedence over your personal visit. If you were to phone someone, there aren't many people who would say, "I'll get to you in 15 minutes, just hold." But those same people would probably let you wait in an office for at least that long while they completed a telephone conversation with someone else. Urgent matters are usually visible. They press on us. They insist on action. They're often popular with others. And they're usually right in front of us. And often they are pleasant, easy, fun to do. But so often they are unimportant. Importance, on the other hand, has to do with results. If something is important, it contributes to your mission, your values, and your high-priority goals. We react to urgent matters. Important matters that are not urgent require more initiative, more proactivity. We must act to seize opportunity, to make things happen. If we don't practice habit 2, begin with the end in mind, if we don't have a clear idea of what's important, of the results we desire in our lives, we are easily diverted into responding to the urgent. Let me see what I can do to help you visualize what we call the time management matrix. It may also be helpful to put this on a piece of paper so that you have it in front of you as we go through this next chapter. Think of a square. Then break it into four equal parts. We'll label the four parts quadrant 1 for the upper left, quadrant 2 for the upper right, quadrant 3 for the lower left, and quadrant 4 for the lower right. Now above quadrant 1 on the top, write the word urgent. To the left of quadrant 1, write the word important. Above quadrant 2, write the words not urgent. And to the left of quadrant 3, write the words not important. So urgent would deal with both quadrants 1 and 3. Not urgent, quadrants 2 and 4. So that which is both important and urgent is quadrant 1. That which is important but not urgent is quadrant 2. That which is not important but urgent is quadrant 3. And that which is not important and also not urgent is quadrant 4. Let me briefly identify the activities of these four quadrants. Quadrant 1, which is both important and urgent, would be represented by crises, by pressing problems, by deadline-driven projects. Quadrant 2, which is important but not urgent, would have these kinds of activities: prevention, PC activities, relationship building, recognizing new opportunities, planning, and recreation. Quadrant 3 activities would be illustrated by such things as interruptions, some mail, some reports, some calls, some meetings, many proximate pressing matters, and many popular activities. Quadrant 4 would have these kinds of activities: trivia, busy work, some mail, some phone calls, time wasters, and many pleasant activities that contribute nothing. So think in terms of four quadrants in the time management matrix. The upper left-hand quadrant, quadrant one, it is both urgent and important. It deals with significant results that require immediate attention. We usually call the activities in that quadrant crises or problems. We all have some quadrant one activities in our lives, but quadrant one consumes many people. They are crisis managers, problem-minded people, deadline-driven producers. As long as you focus on quadrant one, that which is urgent and important, it keeps getting bigger and bigger until it dominates you. It's like the pounding surf. A huge problem comes and knocks you down and you're wiped out. You struggle back only to face another one that knocks you down and slams you to the ground. Some people are literally beaten up by problems all day, every day. The only relief they have is in escaping to the not important, not urgent activities of quadrant four, the lower right-hand corner. So when you look at their total matrix, 90% of their time is in quadrant one, and most of the remaining 10% is in quadrant four, which is not important nor urgent. With very little attention paid to quadrants two, that which is important but not urgent, and three, that which is urgent but not important. And that's how people who manage their lives by crisis live. There are other people who spend a great deal of time in urgent but not important quadrant three, thinking that they're in quadrant one, which is important and urgent. These quadrant three people spend most of their time reacting to things that are urgent, assuming that they are also important. But the reality is that the urgency of these matters is often based on the priorities and expectations of others. People who spend time almost exclusively in quadrants three and four, that is, doing things that are not important, lead basically irresponsible lives. Effective people stay out of quadrants three and four because, urgent or not, they are not important. They also shrink quadrant one down to size by spending more time in quadrant two, that which is important but not urgent. That is, they think preventatively. So they have fewer problems, fewer crises. Quadrant two is the heart of effective personal management. It deals with things that are not urgent, but are important. It deals with things like building relationships, writing a personal mission statement, long-range planning, exercising, preventative maintenance, preparation. All those things we know we need to do, but somehow seldom get around to doing. You know why? They aren't urgent. They require a high level of proactivity to continually work on. To paraphrase Peter Drucker, effective people are not problem-minded, they're opportunity-minded. They feed opportunities and starve problems. They think preventatively. They have genuine quadrant one crises and emergencies that require their immediate attention, but the number is comparatively small. They keep P and PC in balance by focusing on the important but not urgent high-leverage capacity-building activities of quadrant two. With the time management matrix in mind, take a moment now and consider how you answered the questions at the beginning of this chapter. What quadrant do they fit in? Are they important? Are they urgent? Remember, you were asking that if you were to do one thing in both your personal and in your work life that you know would make a huge difference, what would that one thing be? You'll find almost always they'll fit into quadrant two. Obviously, they're important, deeply important, but they're not urgent. That's why you don't do them. Quadrant two activities have that kind of impact. Our effectiveness takes quantum leaps when we do them. I asked a similar question to a group of shopping center managers. If you were to do one thing in your professional work that you know would have enormously positive effects on the results, what would it be? Their unanimous response was to build helpful personal relationships with the tenants, the owners of the stores inside the shopping center, which is a Quadrant 2 activity. We did an analysis of the time they were spending on that activity. It was less than 5%. They had good reasons, of course, problems, one right after another. They had reports to make out, meetings to go to, correspondence to answer, phone calls to make, constant interruptions. Quadrant 1 had consumed them. They were spending very little time with the store managers, and the time they did spend was filled with negative energy. The only reason they visited the store managers at all was to enforce the contract, to collect the money, or discuss advertising or some other practices that were out of harmony with center guidelines, or some similar thing. The store owners were struggling for survival, let alone prosperity. They had employment problems, cost problems, inventory problems, and a host of other problems. Most of them had no training in management at all. Some were fairly good merchandisers, but they needed help. The tenants didn't even want to see the shopping center owners. They were just one more problem to contend with. So the owners decided to be proactive. They determined their purpose, their values, their priorities. In harmony with those priorities, they decided to spend about one-third of their time in helping relationships with the tenants. In working with that organization for about a year and a half, I saw them climb to about 20%, which represented more than a fourfold increase. In addition, they changed their role. They became listeners, trainers, consultants to the tenants. Their interchanges were filled with positive energy. The effect was dramatic, profound. By focusing on relationships and results, rather than time and methods, the numbers went up. The tenants were thrilled with the results created by new ideas and skills, and the shopping center managers were more effective and satisfied and increased their list of potential tenants. They were no longer policemen or hovering supervisors. They were coaches. They were problem solvers. They were helpers. They cared. Whether you are a student at the university, a worker in an assembly line, a homemaker, fashion designer, or president of a company, I believe that if you were to ask what lies in Quadrant 2 and cultivate the proactivity to go after it, you would find the same results. Your effectiveness would increase dramatically. Your crises and problems would shrink to manageable proportions because you would be thinking ahead, working on the roots, preventing things that keep situations from becoming problems and crises in the first place. In the time management jargon, this is called the Pareto Principle. 80% of the results flow out of 20% of the activities.